This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, not a fine husband. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Do you have to pay your wife's traffic fines? Bob and Christy were getting a divorce and reached agreement on alimony, custody, child support, and splitting up all their assets. The only thing they couldn't agree on was Christy's request that Bob help pay her traffic fines and insurance surcharges of nearly $3,000, which grew out of her conviction for driving while intoxicated and leaving the scene of an accident. Christy argued she was unemployed, and since everything else was split up, this debt should be too. The court said that spouses are liable for necessary expenses incurred during the course of a marriage, but fines and surcharges are not necessities of life. And Christy wasn't facing jail or even the loss of her driving privileges. She just has a debt which was incurred because of how she drove. Also, Christy was receiving 50% of the marital assets so she can afford to pay up on her own. So it's till debt do us part. And don't drink and drive, because when it comes to fines and surcharges, you can't just say, sir, charge it. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.